I'm Brian Winnikins. We are at World Dairy Expo, and we have some folks from Adams here, some students from Adams that came down to the World Dairy Expo, and oh boy, it's amazing how the kids all start to back up. So we're going to talk with a couple of the kids here that are taking a field trip today at World Dairy Expo. What's your name?
Jillian.
Jillian, where are you from?
Adams.
Okay, what school do you go to?
Adams Friendship Elementary.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Okay, so is this your fourth grade class?
Yes.
Okay, so so far, you just got done seeing some of the cows here at World Dairy Expo. What do you think of all of this?
They're cute, but we just saw one pooping, so it wasn't the best experience right now.
Well, you know, they have to do that. Do you know what kind of cows those are?
No.
Those are brown Swiss. That's what they're they do look pretty cute. So we're going to talk to this. What's your name?
Ellie.
All right, Ellie. So yeah, you got to see what the cow did, but what do you like about seeing all the cows and all that here at World Dairy Expo?
I don't actually know.
You don't know? Okay, but you're hoping to learn a lot of stuff today about dairy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So your teacher kind of told you about some of the things that go on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what?
That we're going to learn a lot about cows and all the dairy expo stuff.
All the dairy stuff. Okay, what's your name?
Morgan.
Okay, Morgan. And you think these cows are cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever been up close to the cows before?
Not really.
No? Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a lot of fun. What's your name?
Ella.
All right, Ella. So when your teacher told you were coming to World Dairy Expo, you thought, this is going to be boring, or you thought it was going to be fun?
I thought it was going to be fun, but I wasn't really sure what I was expecting.
Okay. Now, where is the teacher? Which one's the teacher? That's the teacher right here. Okay. And so we have the fourth grade class. Your name?
Michelle Crispell.
Okay. So, Michelle, you know, fourth grade is when you get a chance to teach a lot of the kids about agriculture. Why is it important to bring them down here to see this up close and personal?
Well, many of the kids have not been to a farm even, and so they get firsthand experience to see all the varieties of cows, the technology used to milk the cows, and meet Alice in Dairyland, so it's a fabulous experience for them.
Now, when the cow had to do their thing, it was kind of funny that they all said the same thing in unison.
Yeah, they've never seen that before. So, well, wouldn't that be a great job?
What are some of the other things that you're teaching your fourth graders about Wisconsin agriculture?
Well, what we teach them is the farm to school or table process for the dairy, you know, the milk, the cheese. And we teach them all the jobs that go with it. And we like to teach them a little bit, because Adams County has a lot of farms, so a little bit about their heritage living in Adams County and how important the farming industry is to us.
And it's one of the questions you first ask the kids when you get into the agriculture part of it, where does your food come from? And they probably have all of the wrong answers.
Yes, and a lot of it's the nutrition too. They don't realize how nutritious milk is and all the different things, you know. And we were with Alice in Dairyland, they were amazed by the variety of cheeses and how many years it would take them to try each variety of cheese that Wisconsin produces.
Well, again, thank you so much for teaching our younger kids and our next generation here about agriculture in Wisconsin. I will let the field trip go back to the field trip, because you're going to be here the whole day. Again, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
We are at World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins on Wisconsin 106.
All right, awesome. Oh, wait, Wisconsin.
Yep.